Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida. Cold as fuck right now. I know everybody's like, oh, wow. It's 30 degrees. It's 3 here. Mm-hmm. I think we got a message earlier. It's like minus 12.
In Chicago?
In Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
Wind chill or minus... Yeah, it's shitty. It's shitty That's everywhere.
That's insane. I mean...
All my friends and family up in the Midwest...
Yeah.
Are freezing their aces off.
Good luck up there, guys. It'll be okay in 4 months.
And right? And here we're everybody's freaking out because yes. they're worried their pipes are gonna explode because
yeah.
It's 20 degrees and nobody covered the bottoms of their houses. Like all you know what I mean? Like
oh yeah.
There's crawl spaces everywhere. Everybody's floors are cold as fuck.
Because of that.
Well, yeah, I'm from the north. We cover that shit. We have basements and stuff.
Wait. For the most part, this house is covered.
Kind of, but
that
it's
big
still
hole there.
But not, yeah, but
and
it's.
And there's a big hole over there.
But it's not.
And then one at the back of the house. But other than that, it's covered.
It's not. It's like a skirt. It's not. Right. You know, it's not.
Well, there's no basement.
I mean, you're right. Whereas up north, most of us have basements.
And fucking,
it's not as it doesn't.
Are you fucking Yankees?
You know your pipes don't fucking freeze.
Yeah,
that's true. As much,
right.
Here the landlord's like, run the water, run the water on the Friday and Saturday night or whatever because it's supposed to be in the 20s.
Right. God, the dog is operatic.
She's out of her mind because we didn't walk. It was too cold for a walk.
They can hear this, right?
Of course they
Gosh.
Can. Hey,
well, Shelby,
hold on, Shell.
Give her what she wants.
She's particularly crazy today.
What
it shows the difference
treat.
When she doesn't get her walk.
Yeah.
She's out of her fucking skull. Right. I tried playing with her.
Me too.
It just doesn't. Yeah. We got some zoomies going. She did a good 3 or 4 round running up and down the house in zoomies. But
yeah, it's okay, a lot of force.
There you go.
Shut the fuck up.
It's a lot of force.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. A couple of days before the birth of Jesus.
Jesus.
Or the celebration of the birth of Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus. What are we supposed to get Jesus for his birthday?
To a virgin.
Right.
Do you, wink.
Does he want a virgin?
Joseph totally bought that.
Oh, yeah. She's still a virgin, and I got her pregnant, but in a weird Jesus-y way.
She's pregnant. Interesting.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It was an angel. Oh, okay. That's like something Dennis Rodman would come up with.
Was Joseph around? Yeah, it does. Like this girl just fell out of the ceiling.
This angel fell out of the ceiling and impregnated me.
Man, I forgot my point. It was something stupid about does Jesus's fake dad on earth, Joseph, was he around for his crucifixion? Did
you
he
know,
care?
I
Did he give a shit?
I don't know kind of what him? Happens to Joseph. Because yeah. Mary's around, right? But I don't...
What happens to Mary?
Well, she's around, and then she dies and gets assumpted later.
Does she die in the book?
Yeah, eventually.
How does Joseph die?
I don't remember.
Nobody gives a fuck. Because it's really Jesus' baby.
Yeah, Joseph.
Jeez, man.
Joseph's a minor player.
Right. Well, Joseph, I mean, he gets crucified, if that's any consolation. But Jesus is his son. God's the one that cucked him.
I guess it's all very strange.
Yeah. It's like as if it doesn't make sense.
But Jesus is his own father also.
Whoa.
It's all very...
God, it's very Southern.
It's all very... I was going to say Appalachian, but I was going to be more specific, but...
I was just say the whole place.
Tweet us during the show. We're still on the shit show of Twitter. The dumpster fire that is Twitter.
Right.
At Crab Diving. You can communicate with us during the show or anytime, actually.
Hello.
We also have Facebook and a sparsely attended, especially by us, yes. Instagram.
Instagram.
And I did the Twitter. Oh, Thanksgiving. Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
The holidays.
And Halloween are here, everyone.
Are upon us.
When I'm in charge of the social estate, we will just have things called holidays. And you are not allowed to name them. You can just call them holidays. Holidays. It's not Thanksgiving because, you know, we were very mean to the Native Americans. So just to make everything okay, we'll just call it the holidays.
No, it wasn't. That was them giving us all kinds of food, thanking us for being their white buanas and,
right.
and giving them the smallpox blankets.
Yeah. So everything's just holidays. You know what I mean? You can't name them. You can celebrate them and have them off.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link first, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. We have a banner on the webpage. You can click on that motherfucker too.
Right.
And anything you buy that sesh, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything.
You know, the dog just has this energy right now that, like, she is just, fuck it. I don't know. She's like, I don't know what's happening now, but I'm flipping over the table.
David ringing in on Twitter. It's cold up here, but at least we don't have Death Santas, Micro Rubio, Gates, or Rick Snot. Concur.
Oh, apologize to Mucus.
Totally concur.
Right. Mucus is useful.
Lil Marco.
Right.
Tweeting out his fucking Bible verses.
Who is worse? Marco.
Thank you, David.
Oh, yes. Marco or Senator Snot. I'm going to call him Senator Snot from now on.
I think Rick Scott is far more vile. Yeah.
Me too. God, it's like herpes. It just doesn't go away.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Deep freeze, historic winter storm slams the U.S. with a picture of my sweet home, Chicago.
Oh, shit.
Somebody running along the lake. Oh
God. My God, just relax.
It's got to be horrific.
Stay inside. There's no doctor that would tell you, please, it's better for your health if you run around in the fridge, in the fucking cold, right?
Tens of millions of Americans endured bone-chilling temperatures, blizzard conditions, power outages, and canceled holiday gatherings today from a winter storm that forecasters said was nearly unprecedented. No one's ever seen anything like it. In its scope, exposing about 60% of the U.S. population to some sort of winter weather advisory or warning.
Right. Listen, this, I do not travel over the holidays, man. My God.
More than 200 million people were under an advisory or warning today, the National Weather Service said. The Weather Service's map depicts one of the greatest extents of winter weather warnings and advisories ever.
Yay. You know what? I haven't really talked about this, but I was just thinking we should have a virtual reality holiday party, right? Somewhere in VR, we could do that. And then, you know.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, you know,
for both listeners that may have VR headsets.
See, I mean, that's how everyone is going to react, interact, because we'll have the headsets and you have those haptic vests. So when you hug someone, you can feel it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Sure. That'll be used for.
I have a full body vest.
Let me turn on my sock.
Power outages have left more than 1.4 million homes or businesses in the dark.
Shit.
Utilities in Nashville, Memphis, and throughout the Tennessee Valley said they are implementing rolling blackouts today to conserve power as the region battles the extreme cold front. Over 4,500 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were canceled today.
Damn!
Causing more mayhem as travelers try to make it home for the holidays.
Right. Jesus. I mean, listen, this is Earth, right? Where you can walk around and you could breathe, even though it's cold. But for people that are just dying to go to space and to explore other planets, this is a normal day. This is the best day in Mars. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
there isn't this day on Mars. Do you know?
Forecasters said a bomb cyclone, when atmospheric pressure drops very quickly in a strong storm, had developed near the Great Lakes, stirring up blizzard conditions, including heavy winds and snow.
Damn. What is that? A bomb cyclone?
Bomb cyclone.
Fuck that. God.
The impacts are perhaps far greater than they might be in the middle of winter during a typical weekend without a holiday.
Right.
Obviously. The crashes on some highways.
Yay.
That's always fun.
Yes. People drive like shit. And now you got weather. Everybody's looking at their phone. God. See, we're going to have to live underground eventually to survive the winter. A bomb cyclone? Yeah. Jeez. That sounds so bad.
I was a passenger in a car in an accident in a really bad, bad blizzard and icy conditions one time.
Right.
With a not so great driver.
Oh shit.
To be honest, we got rear-ended.
Oh.
And, it was ice. It was like pure ice. And we just started spinning out and she said, I'm just supposed to go with it. and she literally did the Jesus take the wheel thing.
Oh my
and
God.
Took her hand off the fucking wheel.
What do you mean,
and
go
we spun
it?
Into the ditch because she didn't know how to turn into into a slide halfway between Chicago and Wisconsin.
Holy fuck.
On the way back
shit,
from Wisconsin.
Man,
but a Chicago driver.
Right. Right. Well, one time we had that thing in the blizzard where when was that? When the convertible top on your car went up.
Oh, yeah. Missouri, somewhere.
That was fucking crazy.
But we were able to get out of the ditch, fortunately, and it was minimal. Everybody was going 20 miles an hour. It was, it was blizzard. You could hardly see, and it was just pure ice.
Yeah.
And somebody just rear-ended us and just pushed us into a spin.
Yeah.
And she hadn't had any experience controlling spins on ice and just gave up and put us right in the ditch.
Sometimes
literally took her hands off.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
right.
God.
Shit, man.
But, we used to practice shit like that.
Jesus.
We used to hope for icy conditions to go out in the streets of Wisconsin.
If I had kids and I found out they were doing that shit, I'd be like, what the fuck are you thinking? You're gonna end up in a fucking wheelchair. Holy shit.
There was one time that I chose poorly and jumped a curb a little bit, but there were no cars there or anything, fortunately.
That's cool though.
It was at a park, public park.
You're almost right. I mean, people are supposed to jump around and do shit at a park. Not in your car, though.
Yeah. Well, we drove like assholes. We were like...
You're in the middle of nowhere, though, right?
We thought we were Dukes of Hazzard at the time.
Yeah.
Let's ignore the home.
Oh, look at the Confederate flag on the hood. Or the roof. Yeah, and the horn. The roof ain't
and
quiet
the General
enough.
Lee, the name of the God. Car.
Oh my God. The roof ain't quiet enough to do it. It's the name of the car and then the fucking horn.
Why not just have a I hate N-words on the back of the, on a bumper sticker on the back.
And the only thing back then anybody made note of is the fact that they welded their door shut. And so they have to get in the car like assholes every time.
Right.
That was the one thing that was like, well, that's weird. Not the Confederate fucking and then, flag. Or the and then, flag. It's named the General fucking Lee.
Oh, those pesky little Spanx that used to attach dynamite to arrows. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hey,
what is she fucking barking at?
Look.
Oh my God, that's right. They never use guns, but they would do that.
But they used
they would put dynamite
to
on
blow
arrows.
Up. Yeah, because that's much safer.
You know what I liked about that show? Who did the song?
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, do you remember the talk like when there was a cliffhanger or something?
Oh yeah, well he was the narrator also.
Yeah, he was a who knows what's gonna happen next.
Yeah,
It's the best.
That's an ancient television program called The Dukes of Hazzard.
Right. Which would be problematic now.
Oh, I had that button not pressed, so the opening was probably echoey. Fuck. Little side note here. Little production note for myself.
Is it a cat?
It sounds like a dog, actually. Okay. You can't see anything? You've got the better angle. It's the way she was looking. Who the hell knows what infraction occurred? She's really amped up today because of the lack of the good walk we always take.
Jesus.
Because it's just too cold.
I mean, that's intense.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the headline be there. Oh, the cold is Christmas. Storm chaos, chill map. Oh, excuse me. I've got the hiccups.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump loves this weather because nobody's talking about his bullshit. They're like, oh, it's cold outside.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real happy Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, are they all getting together or do they celebrate?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder if Ivanka and Jared are still...
What?
Are still beloved or not now that they're trying to distance themselves.
Do they like each other? I mean, are they into each other?
Ivanka and Jared?
Yeah.
Are they into each other?
Right.
I don't know. No. I mean,
I'm just wondering.
They're still married.
Right, right.
Who's got the prenup? I mean, she's richer than him, I think.
Jeez, I don't know. Well, he's got all that debt.
Yeah. He's pretty rich, though.
Right.
They both made jointly $600 million during the Trump presidency.
How could he be so rich if he's in all that real estate debt, though?
Well, that's the problem with valuing how rich people are. Like Trump, even though he, 4 years in a row said zero to negative income claimed it on his taxes. Yet he would still count his net worth as the full net worth of a building
that
he owes, you know, 90% of it to a Saudi. Or Deutsche Bank.
It's like he's trying to be misleading.
Come on.
Yeah.
So those are your headlines.
Yay.
The weather is shit. That's our big headline.
That's right.
And dangerously shit.
Yeah. You can't travel in this, man. At some point on this show, the whole thing's going to be about climate change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Oh, my.
What's up?
31 right now here in Pensacola,
which is that.
Balmy, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. That sucks.
I just held up my phone with the Chicago app open.
My friends in Chicago.
This is before wind chill.
God, that fucking sucks.
That's a -2.
That fucking sucks.
-2.
Before wind chill. Fuck that. Do not stand for this, Chicago. You have to rise up and fight this weather bullshit. -2?
Yeah,
the wind chill. That's insane. God.
Let me see what the temperature is where I lived. -4 in Wisconsin.
Jesus. Holy fucking shit. Guys, in the Midwest, do not drink yourselves to death. I know that's a hard thing sometimes. Just please don't. I know you're going to be pounding them. God, they're going to be drunk as fuck.
A population explosion after a little while.
Oh, my God. Just sit there.
You want to tell Midwesterners to stop drinking themselves to death, especially Wisconsin.
Right.
I don't remember. I know for a while they definitely, I don't know if they've been usurped, but they definitely had the most bars per capita in Wisconsin. I know that they had that distinction for a while.
More than here?
Yeah.
So many fucking bars, man. Well, I get it though. In Wisconsin, there's certain times of the year you just cannot be outside, and it's different than the hot weather. You know, you just can't be out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Everybody's full of cheese, and I'm sorry, I'm generalizing Wisconsin. If anybody is, don't get mad. Just saying.
We have, let me see, Wisconsin. Oh, it seems to, well, in total number of bars.
Yes.
I mean, you can't really count California because it's just huge.
Right.
California, New York, they have the largest numbers.
Full liquor bars.
But the largest per capita
okay.
are Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Montana. That's because there's 10 people in Montana.
Yeah, yeah. And that is a drinking place. That is a drinking place because there's some places there where it's the only thing open. So you have lunch, right, right. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
So North Dakota and Montana, I mean, are sparsely populated. So Wisconsin, they're one and two, and Wisconsin is third. So, I mean, Wisconsin has a much larger population. So
the thing about
I'm going to say Wisconsin.
The thing about it is, it's like in the Midwest, in Chicago, and places like Wisconsin, and definitely like North fucking Dakota, man. I mean, people are existing, and it's unless you're from there, you have no idea. You don't know what the Midwest is like if you've never fucking experienced in the winter. It is fucked up.
The five it's states fucked. With the least bars,
okay,
per capita. Number five, Georgia.
Damn.
Number four, Arkansas.
Right.
Number three, Mississippi.
Ooh.
Number two, Virginia. And number one, New Hampshire.
Damn.
Look at boring old New Hampshire.
That surprises me. It seems like there would be fuck tons of bars there because New Hampshire is also cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that right? I mean, if it's cold in the winter, cold as fuck, where you cannot, literally, you cannot go outside. And if you have any amount of hair gel going on, it will fucking freeze. It will fucking freeze.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever's going on.
Whatever's in your hair.
And you will fucking cry.
Also in the news, this lovely Faithless Friday. Mm-hmm. So things are really going crazy over on the right. They're really going after each other.
Yes.
Like at all levels. You've got these lunatic preachers who are going after each other. I saw something Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor's going after some other preachers again.
Jeez.
Well,
Mark Taylor is the number one prophet, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
I think he's one of the least popular and yeah. trashier.
You know, Mark.
And he's upset about it.
If you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, to me, your rise or your success as a prophet baffles me because he's not very good at the showmanship part. He's just kind of a dumb fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should be happy with what you have.
I guess Trump was somewhere that Kenneth Copeland was up on stage too.
Yes.
and that's what Mark Taylor posted on, I don't know, this looks like it might be Facebook or something. It's a screen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Truth. Why did President Trump bring Kenneth Copeland on stage to E-X-S-P-O-S-E, expose him? There's an extra S in there.
What is the word?
Expose. But he has E-X-S-P-O-S-E, like expose. Expose.
Don't expose me.
To expose him. Why did KC bring up, that's Kenneth Copeland. Why did Kenneth Copeland bring up natural gas? Pushing the New World Order Green New Deal?
Jesus.
Does he have natural gas wells on his property? Why did Kenneth Copeland kiss President Trump on the cheek? Was it a Judas kiss? Why did he keeps saying KC? That's Kenneth, for Kenneth Copeland. Why did KC plug his Victory Channel show called Flashpoint? Coding out comms?
God.
I don't know what that means. What is the logo for the Flashpoint show? Crosshairs pointed at a Bible in the kill box with a laser red dot above it.
Listen, Mark, I don't think you should give away this valuable information for free, right? Shouldn't we have to pay to hear this shit?
Is that assassination activation coding? How many active shooters have we had since he calmed that out November 5th?
Assassination activation coding?
Coincidence the large arms dealers in the world were just negotiated for and released?
Oh, yes.
Prophetic sign?
Gosh,
question mark? Are the false prophets the new spiritual assassins with an apostrophe?
Fuck. Well,
assassins plural does not need an apostrophe. Just putting it out there. Is this why Clay Clark said the prophets need to lead the way? And prophets spelled F-I-T-S. Oh!
Wait.
I think he meant to do that one.
Okay.
Because he spelled it right before.
That's his whole business. He is a fucking prophet.
Yeah, but he's a real one. Remember he kept saying that the bad prophets were intercepting
his
prophecies?
And this is a diss.
Yeah, correct? Yeah.
I see.
If this was a rap, it would be a diss track.
Wow.
Why did Robin Bullock say it was prophesied over Kenneth Copeland that he would be the most powerful voice on earth? And that's why Kenneth Copeland is bringing all the prophets, F-I-T-S, underneath his programming. MK Ultra? Question mark. Will Copeland be in charge of the evangelicals under the One World Religions triune? Is he the American Pope? The One World Religion triune is the Pope at the top and Islamic Imam for Islam on the bottom left. Bottom right of the triune, KC for evangelicals, Chris Lamb,
Mark.
All under a false unity using a patriotic movement and the 501c3 church system to establish it. Wake up! 3 exclamation points. Just Holy. My opinion.
Oh, yes, right.
Like the end. Just my opinion.
I don't know how I feel about all that. That's Woo. A lot of feelings.
Mark Taylor going after Kenneth Copeland and his Victory Channel Network.
Right. Boy, those are tough words and a lot of words.
Mark Taylor punching up,
Jesus
definitely.
Christ.
Kenneth Copeland's
that's
like,
me.
Who the fuck is this little gnat?
Listen, we're all equal under God's eyes, right? I mean... Do you think God sees Kenneth Copeland and this former fireman prophet guy?
No.
Similarly, no. Well, Mark Taylor cannot speak in tongues.
I don't know. I've never heard him.
He doesn't. He's never said beta skay.
maybe not. But so there I got sidetracked with that.
Does
one.
Kenneth Copeland even Pick know? That he is being taken on by Mark Taylor.
Does That's what I mean. I would think there's not even, it's like a gnat chewing on an elephant's ball.
Right.
So they don't even notice.
That's funny.
They, so all these crazies, that's what I was talking about, going after each other. And now this one is nuts. I wonder if I have audio of this. Let me check before I start typing.
Yes.
Before I start reading.
God, it is nuts. I mean, I don't know. What will happen with the Republican Party? Will they split?
Oh, I hope it just.
I hope it fizzles.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
What'd you find out after we broke away there for a minute?
Okay, well, here's what we got, everybody. Just like I told you before, we have, with Smartmatic, we have all the cast vote records for the results have come in for L.A. County. So we have everything on Smartmatic from the 2020 election. What we're doing now is I am going after Dade County in the 2022 election. And everyone says, now, why would you go after Dade County? Would you know why, Brandon?
Well, no. I mean, that's Florida. You think, oh, that's a conservative state, Dade County. Oh,
you know what happened in Dade County in the 2022 election?
Is that the one where that's not the one where so many Hispanics flipped and voted for Republican, is it?
Well, this is where Ron DeSantis won Dade County. This a Republican won Dade County.
Okay.
Well, for me, I look at deviations, everybody. That's a deviation.
Because that was historical. Normally, Republicans don't win that count.
I don't believe it. So I want
historic, historical, historic.
Well,
so
why?
Mike Lindell is saying that Ron DeSantis cheated to win Miami-Dade.
So what he's going after DeSantis.
He's going after DeSantis now.
DeSantis is going after Trump.
Yes, because now all of a sudden we got to look at Ron DeSantis. He might not. You know why I'm looking? I'm fair.
He's
proven that he's fair here, Ryan, that he's not just going after the red counties. He's looking at the blue ones that flipped. And even that.
You know, Mike, if you take out Ron DeSantis, I'll tell you what. That would be amazing, right?
And I don't know who this motherfucker is that is on Lindell TV with him that is interviewing him, but he sucks. Mike's trying to play the game.
You know what it is? Sometimes it's
Was that because of all the Hispanics that flipped? And Mike's like, no, it's because Ron DeSantis.
You know, Alex Jones, I feel like he does a better job of hiring lunatics that won't outshine him, but yet are a little better than this. Is that right?
You need second bananas like Ed McMahon and that are willing to be the straight man and tee it up for the lead or the funny
Wilson.
Guy.
I'm sorry, not Rick Wilson. Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles has
as a doc,
and he has another one too, right?
There's the second banana, but not anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Remember they broke off with Lauren Witzke? Edward Zoll was second banana, and Lauren Witzke was third banana for a while.
Right. They had a lineup like the Oakland A's in the 90s.
They got fired because of Mike Lindell. Remember? They created a fight between Rick Wiles and Mike Lindell.
Oh, yes.
And then Rick Wiles and Mike Lindell spoke and made up, kissed and made up, and then they blamed
Witzke
and Edward Zoll for.
Let me tell you something. It's a difficult thing on the right. I mean, everybody's coming for everybody.
No, that's not the one where so many Hispanics flipped and voted for Republican, is it?
Well, this is where Ron DeSantis won Dade County. That's a Republican won Dade County.
Okay.
Well, for me, I look at deviations, everybody. That's a deviation.
Because that was historical. Republicans don't win that county.
I don't believe it. So I want to. So I'm just going to show everybody, just like we always tell you about Democrats, where they stole their elections, just like they did the one that nice lady in Georgia that got zero votes in her own precinct.
Right.
I want to find out in Dade County what happened there, because it's a deviation from norm.
Sounds insane.
Very much a deviation.
It's a deviation from norm.
So now he's looking into Ron DeSantis.
Does he think because he made a product that can support your brain that?
Okay.
He's made some connection that he's a genius because he's a genius of taking care of the brain when you sleep. He's a genius globally himself.
No evidence of fraud has circulated before the election. A number of observers pointed to the county, suggested that DeSantis had a chance to pull off a big victory there,
right,
even before the. So it wasn't a surprise.
I think DeSantis should be nervous about this, because what happened with Mike Lindell, he was able to discover that if you put chunks of foam in a sack, it's comfortable to put your head on. Yes. That's who you're dealing with, and he is coming for you, Ron.
And then you can sell them for deep discounts.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Oh, my God.
Two for one.
I mean, he's trying to say Ron DeSantis didn't win Dade County, which means he lost the governorship?
No, he won by 17 points, didn't he, or something like that? I mean, he pummeled Charlie Crist, sadly.
Yeah.
So Mike Lindell, everybody, just wants us to know that he's on the ball, whether it's Republicans or Democrats that are cheating. And it just so happens to be the Republican he thinks might have cheated is the one that may run against and beat his big suck daddy.
Yeah, that's weird. I think that's strange strategery, don't you?
It's interesting.
It is.
Mike Lindell, you all.
It's as if they don't have a set group of values or things that they're all trying to promote. It's like they're not all on the same fucking team or something. The Republicans.
Yeah, one would think that.
Or they're a bunch of fucking gangsters.
Meanwhile, in Arizona, speaking of the gangsters and the loonies, an Arizona judge has dismissed a lawsuit from that lunatic running for attorney general.
Yes.
There, who I don't even think it was close. Mark Fincham?
Fincham.
Secretary running for Secretary of State there.
Right.
Kerry Lake was close. I don't think his was as close.
Yeah.
But he's been out there. Oh, he's been out there. You know. Oh, I'm skimming a suit. Jeez.
What you do is you do a concession speech and you say, you know what? We give it up for everybody on my campaign. We worked hard. I'll go out there. I'll win next time. In the meantime, I'll be on the board of somebody's dumb fucking company. Right?
Arizona judge dismissed the lawsuit from Mark Fincham, challenging the results, ruling that he did not prove his case of mistakes in the election process that would impact the outcome.
Sorry.
So when these Republicans keep squealing that they're not, no judge ever looked at the actual evidence. They only say it's not standing or it's the wrong. You're not supposed to be able to file or it's not your state or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never looked at the actual evidence, which is a lie, by the way, of those 60 something cases Trump right. lost between the election and the inauguration of Biden. Several of them looked at the evidence and said it was bollocks. And the other thing was most of those lawsuits did not have fraud claims in them.
Yeah. They were like, they were about things that went wrong, but they couldn't show intent.
Yeah. Or they were upset about most of them, I think, were about the changes from COVID that were done in various states.
Oh, that's right.
Like pickup boxes. Obviously, that's illegal and created tons of fraud. So we should overturn
Throw
the election
out those votes. Because of it. Yes.
Yeah. All those absentee ballots. Mm-hmm. All that shit. They want them all thrown out.
Right.
And that the state legislature had no right to change it, or the governor in Michigan had no right to change it, or the governor here had no right to change it. You know, right. All these lawsuits.
The governor in Michigan.
And even in Pennsylvania, the crazy right-wing Supreme Court there, and same with Wisconsin, crazy right-wing Supreme Court majority, both of them said, you guys, there's no fraud. There's no fraud.
Right.
And no, we're not going to overturn tens of millions of people's votes just because you're saying a couple of them might have been fraudulent because they were. Prove it. Show us the evidence.
It makes no sense.
And that's what Carrie Lake is running on. That's all she's got left in these lawsuits that are still going forward.
Wait. Why
there was the possibility of fraud.
Carrie Lake needs to find things that she cares about that she wants to run on, like issues that she would
do. She didn't win.
Right.
That's the issue she's running on.
What's her plans on what does she want to do about climate change?
Stay warmly snuggled under Trump's balls for the next election.
Because that's a big deal in Arizona.
Which one would kind of think Carrie Lake must be dumb.
Yeah.
Because this would be the point where I would start de-Trumpifying myself.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
It's not really helping. I don't think.
No.
I don't think being Trump's number one gal running out there is going to help.
You know what I do if I'm Carrie Lake? Right now, I go get an agent, and I said, "Listen, I want to be on TV. Fuck this
again."
Huh?
She was Fox News for years and years and years. Yeah, in Arizona.
Do they all come from Fox News?
Well, a lot.
I mean, I didn't know
yes.
that. I feel so stupid.
Well, she was a newscaster. She was an anchor.
Well, very cool. I don't know. God. Also, I mean,
that's where she learned her frosty focus in the background tricks.
Imagine when she shoots things in her campaign.
No,
she's a monster on that fucking set. She's probably up the director's dick about like the lens and the close up and all.
Can
this
I see
shit.
The? Can I see the shot?
Let me see it. Oh yeah. Tyrant.
Also in the news. Well, we played that clip yesterday of McConnell.
Oh, yeah.
Even talking about, well, now he's saying Trump's political power is diminished.
Shit, Mitch.
Here's what I think has changed. I think the former president's political clout has diminished.
Dude.
He said.
That is going to, man, he's going to fill his Pampers over that one, Mitch.
We lost support that we needed among independents and moderate Republicans, primarily related to the view they had of us as a party, largely made by the former president, that we were sort of nasty and tended toward chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, there must be something.
I think there's a critter under the house because it's cold. And she keeps barking. And she keeps barking at the floor because, you know, the house is not covered underneath.
Right, right. It's probably a possum or something.
Yeah, or who knows?
Don't worry about it.
Looking back at the midterms, McConnell said he and the Republican super PAC Senate Leadership Fund made the conclusion that we had to play with the cards we were dealt.
Yeah.
Here's your Herschel Walker.
Right, right. And they tried. Do you think they tried hard enough? I mean, what could they have done differently with Herschel?
I don't know. I mean,
Mitch, maybe you should have been more hands-on there from the beginning. I mean, they just kind of let him go like he was not crazy at first.
Right.
I don't know.
And then they sent Lindsey and Ted Cruz out to flank him not let him talk.
When the Republicans vet people, how do they do it exactly? Do they read anything?
To vet him?
But I mean, all these reporters were able to find out the truths about Herschel Walker and his businesses and, you know, how he is with these women. And why weren't they able to figure that out? So, you know, they would know.
They didn't care.
They don't. But how did they not check for this shit?
It was Walker football.
God.
UGA.
I mean, listen, he almost fucking won. They had a runoff.
He didn't go down in flames, that's for sure.
I'm wrong. I am absolutely wrong. They did really good with what they had. They did. That guy almost won. Right. Jeez.
So an Arizona judge finally threw out another one of these cases from this idiot.
The
bottom line is you haven't proven your case. You haven't met the burden. The mistakes that may have been made were not enough to overcome the presumption the court has to have in election cases.
Right.
It doesn't overcome the presumption that the election was done correctly.
Jesus. God. I mean,
but these Republicans, they want, you know, they think, somebody's, there was one mail-in vote that was fraudulent. Throw them all out. You got to throw them all out. It ain't fair.
You know, in the...
only the ones that lost, excuse me.
Right. Oh, yes.
Not the Republicans that won.
What happened to all the ballots that were found in some river?
That was proven fake. Trump still quotes that.
Does he really?
Trump's still, what about the ballots in the river?
We got to do better than that, guys. You can't just vote and leave your ballot in the water. That's wrong.
We also have this the judge in Texas. Did you see? Ruled against Health and Human Services. Setting aside a rule allowing teenagers to access birth control without parents' permission.
Jeez. I mean, come on, man. It's birth control. Here's what I don't understand. That's good, right?
The judge said that the Title X program, which provides free and confidential contraception, cancer screenings, and other services to millions of low-income individuals, violates the constitutional rights of parents.
Oh my God.
To direct the upbringing of their children.
Holy shit. I can't think of anything better for young people to be on is birth control. Take all that birth control. Get on that birth control. Look at all these people walking around.
Alexis McGill Johnson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, said, quote, opponents of reproductive rights are not satisfied with overturning Roe. They want to take away birth control from young people and restrict access to essential sexual and reproductive health everywhere they can.
I mean, come on. Listen to that. That's unreasonable. Doesn't that bother the Republicans?
No.
They don't want people to fuck. They're the anti-sex party.
Well, yeah. They want to be in charge of who gets to fuck.
Oh, that's right. That's true. They like, why do they care about that?
Because
they're fucked up.
That's their authoritarian dick cheeses. So there you go. A Texas fucking judge.
Fuck you.
So we'll see how long that holds up.
Good Lord.
We also have...
We're such an involved society. God.
Evolved?
Yeah.
Or involved?
Evolved. Evolved? I'm being sarcastic. No. After that story, it's just so fucking archaic.
They don't believe in evolution.
Shit, man.
They want to evolve.
Can we have penicillin or no? I mean, where... What is the line?
Oh, this is interesting. I think there might be a lawsuit coming. This is a Faithless Friday story.
Jesus.
This is from the Missouri. It's from Missouri. Kirksville High School.
Yes.
Ethan Gable, a math teacher since 2012. Head coach of the boys and girls cross country teams.
Yes.
Will not be returning in the latter role, so he will still be a teacher but no longer a coach, after Christians interpreted his satirical tweets to mean he wanted to impose Satanism upon students.
Wow, does that help them? What sport is this?
Cross country.
Oh, okay.
Running. The chaos began in late June when the Supreme Court handed down that shitty decision that said that coach can pray on the field when the game is over.
Even if he's in quote unquote uniform, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The right-wing majority in SCOTUS said that the high school football coach had every right to conduct performative, coercive Christian prayers at midfield after games, despite all the evidence showing how his attention-seeking stunts were harming students on the team. Other students had said they felt pressured to participate.
Right. And what does that have to do with football? God. Nuts.
So in response to this ruling, this teacher tweeted... Jokingly,
yes.
The Supreme Court now says the public school employees can lead prayers with students and athletes. Why, yes, I will be praying to Satan around your children. Don't worry, their participation is optional. Smiley face. He's obviously
that's funny.
Being sarcastic and making a point.
He's making a joke.
But some of these Christian fuckwads complained
to the school.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you bitches. Don't tell me he got fired.
In another tweet, he said Christian nationalists were opening the door for math teachers like himself to end the class with Hail Satan.
Right.
Again, jokingly.
Right.
Even if he's not, who cares? If he's a Satanist, he gets to be a fucking Satanist.
Absolutely. If you can say praise Jesus at the end of your fucking tweet, I can say Hail Satan.
He says he doesn't actually believe in Satan or Satanism. He doesn't want to push any of his personal beliefs on his students or athletes. And there's no evidence he ever has.
Yes.
He was trying to make a point. It was a shitty decision by the SCOTUS. And the result would likely have gone a different way if the coach in question was not promoting Christianity. Exactly.
What if the coach was
having a satanic mass in the middle of...
Fuck off.
They'd
lose their
afterwards,
shit.
Right?
Would
SCOTUS have been as open to that and forcing that to happen?
What if some Wicca were out there dancing around a fire?
But about a week later, screenshots of his tweets began spreading online. Christian fucks. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
I'm not reading from Only Sky here.
God,
I'm adding my own.
They're humorless Christian fucks.
Scumbag Christians in the community were outraged that a high school public school coach was openly talking about how Satanism would be spread on his team. Notwithstanding the fact that they'd be okay.
Right.
if some Christianist came and said, we're going to spread Jesus to everybody in the school.
Their nipples would be so hard.
Get me a towel.
Oh, my God.
My crotch is frothing.
Well, we're out of ShamWows. You're just going to have to drip dry. I'm sorry.
They point out here, they were inadvertently proving his point about hypocrisy and Christian privilege.
Yes.
By doing this, by screaming and complaining.
It's a troll, you dumb shit. Nobody believes Satan is floating around.
A number of the people who shared the posts took him literally, completely missing the satire. You know why?
They're stupid.
They're stupid and they don't get it.
Dumb as fuck.
They believe the world was invented 6,000 years ago by some sky god.
They're dumb and it's sad. It's fucking sad. It's pathetic.
He later posted a public statement trying to calm people down, explaining the joke. He said he agreed, of course, it would be wrong for a coach to push Satanism, just as it is wrong to do with Christianity. There's his problem, though.
What?
He said that.
Well,
he said it would be wrong to push Satanism on students, just like it would be wrong to push Christianity. They're like, well, wait a minute.
At that point, they should all be like, oh, you know what? You're right.
No, because they want to push Christianity on all of us.
Oh, that's mean.
He promised not to sacrifice anything.
Okay.
After any of the meats.
We aren't going to sacrifice nary a virgin.
All of this should have been obvious to any reasonable person, but the sort of conservatives who spread these kind of screenshots aren't reasonable people.
No, they're fucking wackos.
They're right-wing zealots who can't take a joke or understand what the world looks like to people who don't share their faith.
Yes, they're fucking assholes.
At the next meeting of the Board of Education in July, there were parents eagerly trying to get board members to fire him.
Yeah!
From the coaching job. It didn't work, but that was only the beginning.
Yeah.
An investigation into his tweets and additional conduct was launched the following month.
Damn.
While a report seen by Only Sky, onlysky.media, has said he likely didn't violate any district policies, an administrator still put him on notice.
Well, wait a second.
Warning him not to cross any lines again.
He didn't. He didn't.
Regarding any future tweets, they wanted him to specify that he was speaking as an individual, not as a coach.
Can't we explain? Don't we have the ability as humans to explain the nuance of this? Can't people get that he's being fucking sarcastic?
After that, he was allowed to return as head coach in the fall. His team made it to the state. He capped a career that saw 25 state qualifiers, multiple regular season wins, and a team that had doubled in size since he took the job. 6 days later, he was fired.
Yes, he was fucking fired. I mean, what the fuck? The guy? The guy lost his job.
He posted on Facebook about it. I had planned on returning next fall for another season of cross country, but the school district had different plans. Yeah. I'm extremely saddened to leave KVXC. I'm proud to say that during my time as coach, and he listed all of his accomplishments.
Yeah.
And they say from the comments on the Facebook page, most of the parents weren't happy he was being told to leave.
Right.
They made plans to appeal the firing at the next school board meeting on December 14th, where they would defend his professionalism and coaching skills. They hoped to sway the board into reversing the decision.
That's
it
crazy.
Did not work. Neither did a petition to reinstate him launched by one of the students. The school board wouldn't budge.
You know what makes me nuts about this?
They would not give an explanation as to why his contract wasn't renewed, only to say they lost confidence, quote, in him.
You know, it's...
You should sue the fuck out
absolutely.
Of
absolutely. Because he's winning, though, right? He was a quality coach, mm-hmm. and he had winning records. You know, if he was doing something that was... I don't know, violent or horrible to women or something, that he wouldn't lose his job because he's winning. That's how those people think. You know what I mean?
Here's the problem. Missouri is an at-will state. Public employees can be fired for anything that's not discriminatory. But aren't his religious beliefs?
But then they can say he's being fired for anything.
Right. Oh, they were very careful not to mention the tweets.
That is fucked up.
When they said that they lost confidence.
Well, that's fascism, though. That's fascism. What he does didn't fit in their little fucking box. And they don't like it. So they got rid of him.
He told Sky News Media that he fears satanic panic is alive and well.
Well, yeah.
In some people's mind, everything is a battle of good versus evil. To them, if you're not pro-Christian, you are literally an agent of the devil. The sad reality is that if I had tweeted instead about praying to Jesus after a cross-country meet, I would still be the coach.
Absolutely. You'd get a promotion. You'd be running for a congressional rep. You'd be a senator one day and then the governor. Because they love these fucking Christians, man. God. That sucks.
Yeah. There you go. Shitty Christians.
Yeah, that's not fair.
A beloved coach who made a joke.
A joke!
Well, they're obviously upset that he doesn't think that Supreme Court ruling was...
Right.
They're probably not concerned that he's going to push Satanism. They don't like the fact that...
He owned them in those tweets.
Yeah, and that he doesn't want to push Jesus on them instead.
Right, and the other side can't do that. They can't own anyone in tweets, so they do things like this.
It's so infuriating.
It's fucking nuts.
Very infuriating. And how is it not religious discrimination?
If you imagine you're on that team, I'd be like, what? Fired for what? You gotta be shitting me.
And again, they were careful about not mentioning the tweets, because if they had mentioned the tweets, that could have been religious discrimination.
Right. Right.
Because him saying, I'm going to pray to Satan after the meets is protected speech and protected religion, because there's nothing they could do about that if he decided to walk out in a Baphomet mask.
How do people that go to this high school have conversations about this in class? I mean, how would a professor or a teacher, I don't know. I mean, this is about education, but I mean, if you studied this case in class, wouldn't you? I don't know.
What?
I mean, wouldn't it? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, infuriating.
Yeah.
Just infuriating. This is Michael Capps. Is this guy's name from Kansas?
Yes.
A Kansas state rep.
A lunatic.
Had previously sponsored a bill to force plaques with the words "In God We Trust" in every federal building in Kansas.
God.
In 2018, he's a Republican, by the way.
Oh shit, let me write that down.
He was appointed to the Kansas State House, won his own election bid later that year. So he was appointed to fill the spot, and then he did end up winning an election.
Right.
Like other members of the party, he used his time in office to push Christianity on everyone. anti-trans, anti-abortion bills.
Nice.
He sponsored the In God We Trust bill.
Oh, this guy fits right in Kansas.
Including in every public school they had to have.
God, shove it up your fucking asshole.
The bill eventually died in committee, fortunately.
Yay, you fuck.
But he had cited former President John Adams in defending the bill in a quote, "Statesmen may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand."
Damn!
Important to note that John Adams also signed on to the Constitution that has no religious stand, has a mandate for no religious standards.
Right, right. Well, that's just a detail, though. I mean, that.
In 2020, this guy ran for re-election. One of his campaign ads opened with the line, "We've brought God back into our schools."
Where was he before? Was he just kind of standing outside the door waiting to come in? Sort of twiddling his thumbs.
Well, Michael Capps is now a former Kansas lawmaker because he has been found guilty of committing COVID relief fraud and money laundering.
Damn!
Like a good Christian.
Hey, what's up with these Republican family values? What COVID fraud, COVID relief fraud?
He bilked federal, state, and local agencies for over $450,000.
Damn!
In COVID-19 recovery funds.
Oh, shit.
He inflated his payroll, lied, applied for loans to pay employees who did not exist.
Oh, shit. Well, that's against the law, buddy.
Laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars through his businesses and charity between May and August of 2020.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. They all do that, though. Isn't that what Trump's family, they were doing that in New York? Everybody fucks around with their charity.
He was charged with 18 felonies and was found guilty of 12.
Hey, sounds like you need to run for Senate in Florida.
He could face millions of dollars in fines and decades in prison.
Woo! You dumb shit.
Awaiting sentencing.
You dumb fuck.
Only Sky says, he should be excited. There'll be plenty of time to read the Bible.
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
In jail.
All the time in the world. Jesus. I mean, this guy was already rich before he was doing this shit, probably.
And he's got other shit in his past. It says the one-term Republican lawmaker, was defeated by Patrick Penn in the Republican primary. Amid allegations, he offered a black lawmaker campaign cash in exchange for a photo op.
Okay, to take
a picture with me. Pretend you're my black friend. Oh my god.
The black friend turned him down?
And he donated money to Planned Parenthood in his opponent's name.
Oh, fucking shit. Thank you. I mean, that's great.
These Republicans. He think that's Jesus-like? Or that's Christian to go after? I'm sure this Republican. So I guess he ended up losing this most recent one under the allegations. He didn't win re-election.
Right.
But this Patrick Penn, do we think he's not a crazy Republican Christian also?
Oh, sure.
Yet this guy thinks it was okay. And Jesus was okay with it if he donates money in the name of his opponent to Planned Parenthood.
Right. Well, it's about intent, right? He's intending. I mean, all those babies that are going to be killed because of the money that he donated, well, that's just collateral damage to these people. I'm being sarcastic.
The same election cycle, the Kansas Department of Children and Families found that he emotionally abused boys as a court-appointed volunteer.
What are you doing?
That sounds like that's so shitty.
What a shitty, what a scumbag.
These
Christian fucks, these Republican Christian lawmakers are just the lowest of the low, aren't they? I mean,
I think it's this Christian nationalism shit. It's like they want to punish.
They're evil. They're evil. They're the Taliban. They're Al-Qaeda. Show me the distance between everything I just read and what some scumbag Taliban member would advocate for.
I don't know.
Tell me this guy wouldn't love to chuck some gays off of a roof.
I guess the difference is the Taliban is also like dealing heroin at the same time.
Yeah, at least they have a business.
Yeah, they have a business.
At least they are providing some service to the planet.
You know what? And they sure as shit wouldn't run it like the fucking Republicans do. You know what I mean? I bet Trump could go broke. Trump could go broke growing heroin in Afghanistan, I bet. He could fuck that up.
He fucked up a casino.
How do you fuck up a casino, though? I've never understood that. People go and just throw money away gambling. Right?
Yeah.
That's the model. The model is spend your money here. Most likely you'll lose it. And people are okay with that. They accept it. And he couldn't make money at it.
So another sign of the Christmas season. Right. A Republican going to jail. Another Republican going to jail.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most wonderful time.
I'm surprised, though. I mean,
yeah.
This, you know, don't they usually rally around them? And
oh, well. I mean, if it's that, I don't know. Yeah, I am surprised.
Today's generation, they have that one kid. They have those two kids. Well, here's the thing. What happens when they're one kid, especially if they're not bringing them up in church, if they're not raising them around the things of God, if they're not teaching them the Bible, you know, worldly unsaved people out there in just 2022 America with their one kid, and then it grows up to be some purple-haired nose ring lesbian.
Who is this?
This is,
I know who this
one
is.
One of these hate preachers from, this is Stephen Anderson from Steadfast Baptist.
Oh, we played him the last show. I mean, I'm about to say I like this guy. I mean,
this isn't the same guy that we played, because the other guy is the one that is upset about the fact that they got kicked out of their, they can't find a lease for their church now.
This dude's different. Okay.
This is the same church group.
Oh, okay.
But a different preacher.
Right.
I think there's two or three different Steadfasts, sadly, that are out there.
Yeah.
This is Stephen Anderson.
Today's generation, they have that one kid. They have those two kids. Well, here's the thing. What happens when they're one kid, especially if they're not...
This is his justification of why he's telling his flock to get fucking.
Right.
And pump out some Christians.
Why are they worried about this depopulation shit? Because they think Christians are disappearing?
Well, yeah. And he's saying, you know, his point is, well, look, these people are only having like one kid now,
right.
But what happens if it turns out to be a purple haired nose ring lesbian?
Oh, you better hedge your bets.
Then you're screwed.
I mean, yeah.
Even if you're a good Christian.
So the kid's a failure until you pop out of, I don't know.
Yeah. So you blow enough loads that you have at least more lunatic Christian crotch spawn than not.
That. Imagine a way to think about your kid. What if your kid turns out to be some purple-haired lesbian?
Oh, gasp.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
Jeez.
What if your kid turns out to be interesting?
Yeah, not like you, you dumb fuck.
What happens when they're one kid, especially if they're not bringing them up in church, if they're not raising them around the things of God, if they're not teaching them the Bible, you know, worldly unsaved people out there in just 2022 America with their one kid, and then it grows up to be some purple-haired nose ring lesbian. And then they don't get any grandkids, and they just have some lesbian freak as their,
jeez, how,
their only offspring.
Yeah.
What in the world? But that's the reality today of many people today that are just living for themselves and just having their token one child or token two children or whatever. And, you know, all they get is that one kid with the metallic boogers, you know, explaining to them why they're not reproducing.
This guy.
With metallic boogers.
Good one, buddy. Who wrote that for you? Did someone in your... Do they have writer's room, these preachers?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, listen, I got to do a sermon up in Newark today, and I was there 3 weeks ago, so write down some new shit for me to say.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
You know?
Sorry, I was using Apple commands instead of Windows.
God.
On my computer, and I just fucked something up. So also, we have...
Yes.
In the news, this one is a new one. I don't know that I have heard from this person before.
I was ministering in Africa, and it was kind of like, I have to say, it was hard work. And I do like my creature comforts. So, and, you know, it'd been a tough time and there'd been a lot of rejection and a lot, you know, and here I am, this extrovert, you know, white.
Irish, she sounds.
Jeez.
I can't, it doesn't, it says a charismatic prophetess.
Oh, okay.
Is the only information I have about
nice.
On this.
I was ministering in Africa and it was kind of like, I have to say it was hard work. And I do like my creature comforts. So, and, you know, it'd been a tough time and there'd been a lot of rejection and a lot, you know, and here I am, this extrovert, you know, white with mohawk type, you know, woman about to preach. And I was feeling really like just internally jaded, you know, like, oh. And I looked at my watch and I thought it was about 2 minutes before I've got to preach. I'll just nip to the bathroom before I'm on the platform.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry if this is too straight talking, but this is how it happens. So I'm in the ladies' restrooms. I'm being as polite.
So I went to take a shit.
Well, I you know, man, I know where this is going.
And I had a turd that looked just like St. Joseph.
Great talking, but this is how it happens. So I'm in the ladies' restrooms.
Oh my God.
And being as polite as I can about it. And literally, I lock myself in the cubicle. I go to sit down on the toilet. I don't know how else to say it politely. And the Spirit of God just said, come up here. And I am literally putting my hands against either cubicle wall going, ah, I'm about to preach, God. What are you doing? You know.
So imagine if you're in this restroom.
Yes.
Next to her.
Yeah, I would think.
Some lunatic.
I thought she was going to say that she went to the bathroom and there was a snake in there and she lost her mind.
No, I don't. Well, I mean, it's something's crawling up in her.
Yeah, yeah.
Either cubicle wall going, ah, I'm about to preach, God. What are you doing? You know, like Paul says, whether in the spirit or out of the spirit, I don't really know at that point.
This person.
So
I'm sorry. Listen, man. Fuck this religion shit. You guys are mentally ill. We're dancing around it.
Well, just wait.
You're mentally ill.
Like Paul says, whether in the spirit or out of the spirit, I don't really know at that point. So I fly through the spirit realms and I find myself in one of God's gardens. And
what the fuck?
So 1 minute she's squatting to take a shite. And the next minute I'm in one of God's gardens.
You know, if I'm house, I'm like, we need to, what did you eat today? I'm going to go through your medicine cabinet. I'm going through everything.
Let me have some.
Yeah. This is an episode of House, right? I mean, it's, what did you hallucinate upon, lady?
She needs one of those psilocybin coaches.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a facilitator to walk you through this shit.
Like Paul says, whether in the spirit or out of the spirit, I don't really know at that point. So I fly through the spirit realms.
Which Paul?
And I find myself in one of God's gardens. And he is sitting quite peacefully in one of his benches in his garden. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying to him,
God is?
I'm preaching. I'm about to preach. What are you doing?
So are her pants down around her ankles in heaven, in God's garden, as she's teleported? Is she teleported? I want to know how this works.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but I believe with the Christians, when they teleport, they have standard predetermined outfits that they wear for teleporting.
So she wasn't panties down around her ankles.
No. She's in her
urinating in God's garden as she appears there.
You're right. The person in the stall next to them must be like, wow, let me turn on my iPhone. This is getting interesting.
Yeah, like this happened.
World star.
Like this happened.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This didn't
benches
happen.
In his garden. And I'm sitting there.
She was like, oh, fuck. I've got a whole sermon to do and I've got no bullshit.
Right.
Oh, and she sat down beforehand. She thought, oh, I'll just tell him that I was literally transported to heaven while I was about to take a squirt.
I'm not getting fired.
God's gardens. And he is sitting quite peacefully in one of his benches in his garden. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying to him, God, I'm preaching. I'm preaching.
You're not preaching. You're saying, God, I was just about to take a piss.
If I was God,
God's like,
I was God. Why are you telling me what you're doing? I'm God. I'm making you do what you do. I'm creating what you're doing right now. You're telling me what you're doing? I know what you're doing. I'm right. God, you wacko. Leave me
what
alone.
Are you doing? This is not great timing, you know. So, but he's so calm. And of course, you look in his eyes and you're like, oh, they can just wait. I'm staying here forever, you know. And you see him and suddenly your entire being is whole in a different way. And we lock eyes and all that jadedness and all that frustration, and he doesn't even need to say anything. And of course, because he is peace, because he is joy, because he is life, you know, you
I apologize, everyone. Back,
falling over.
I apologize for a cheap fart joke.
You know, God would be like,
these people are insane.
A guy would be like, number one, get the fuck out of my garden. Who the fuck are you? Leave me alone.
Well, he teleported her.
No, I did not. I didn't mean to. It's like a butt dial. It's like when you accidentally call somebody on Facebook Messenger. Do you think God planned on talking to this lunatic? He's like, I'm not teleporting anybody shitting. That's very tricky. That's tricky.
I don't understand the point here. Like,
jadedness and all that frustration. And he doesn't even need to say anything. It's just the look. And of course, because he is peace, because he is joy, because he is life, you know, you sit in his shadow.
Wait. And is that.
You just sit.
Excuse me.
And suddenly it's all okay. And then.
What?
Is it true that when you teleport, you do because of. It makes your stomach. Your tummy upset, and you maybe pass.
Oh, she loses your bowels. Like, yes, oh, that is, that's quite possible.
Don't make fun of this. This
maybe
this
God
happens.
Needed some fertilizer for his garden, so he teleports people while they're in the middle of shitting.
Why are you in my garden? You know how it is with me in gardens. It's been a rough time of it, so you know, get out.
So there you go. I don't know who this is. There's no other information. It's a tweet. It just says. A charismatic prophetess.
So we don't know who she
says
is.
God teleported her to heaven.
Well,
as she sat down on the toilet minutes before preaching.
Why would he do that? Or she? Why would they do that? Why would God be like, ooh, this one's taking a shit. Shall I teleport her?
And she's on some, you know, ridiculous Zoom show or something. And the guy on the other screen who's interviewing her is just nodding and smiling like, oh, my God.
Jeez.
What an amazing story. Ha ha ha.
Hey, shame on you, Mr. Journalist. Someone says to you.
You were turtleheading and God.
Dude.
And God sent you up to heaven.
I would be like, hold on, I'm going to stop you right there. That's amazing news. You're telling me you were teleported to heaven while you were going to the bathroom. Uh-huh. I would have serious questions. How long were you there? You saw God. Did you see anyone else? Right?
Oh, well, Kat Kerr there?
Were you walking? I mean, I guess you can walk in heaven. Were there angels? Did you see any dead people that you...
I mean...
I don't know.
I guess.
Shit.
Also, look at the time fucking
did
flying.
Did she see, was John Wayne up there? Because I've heard that he's there from, what?
Yeah, he's still making
movies.
Of course.
Did you go to the water park?
We have some other news.
Yes.
Have a great, if you celebrate Christmas, have a great Christmas, whatever the hell you celebrate.
Yes.
Have a good time.
That's right.
Try to avoid the conservative wing of your family.
Yes.
The nasty old uncle, racist.
Or if you feel up to it, engage them. And then yeah, play
really
them.
Make it fun.
Play them episodes of Crab Diving.
Go to the bathroom before. Maybe God will transport you up to heaven and,
oh, yeah.
And give you a pep talk.
I would say be careful with that. You never know.
You're right.
It sounds like a touchy, I don't know.
You could go like shit in someone's living room and say, oh, I was just teleported here by the Lord. I don't know what's going on.
You know, if I'm that person, I would say, listen, if you're coming out of the bathroom, you have to tell everybody, don't you? If that happens to you. I have to warn you, if you go to the bathroom on the second floor today, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
Is it about the bathroom or is
it
about
her? Well, you
know,
she told everyone at that show that she put on after she took the shit.
Right.
She was like, oh, you won't believe what just happened to me back in the toilet.
Maybe God opened a portal and didn't realize it, and you just happened to walk into it. Oh. He was like, oh, fuck. I didn't realize I let that open.
God.
Shit. He's like, God's like, I left this portal for Angelina Jolie to come up and have lunch, and then I didn't close it when she left.
I don't know what the heck thing we just traded to. We gave Russia their drug and weapons, a cartel member, during a time of war when they're fighting against us. Here's a guy who can move weapons for you.
First of all, Russia's not fighting against us right. in a war right now. They're fighting no. Ukraine. We're trying to help Ukraine, but we are not engaged in a battle with Russia.
Right.
This guy is upset. This preacher, Paul Hansen.
Yeah.
Is upset about Brittany Griner. This is another one
where they
don't think Brittany Griner is worthy.
It's weird because it's like one day the Republicans woke up and forgot that in all those movies in the 80s, Russia was the bad guy.
Right.
A cartel member during a time of war when they're fighting against us. Here's a guy who can move weapons for you. Give us a woman basketball player.
What
a deal. What a deal. It's the first time a...
God, if it was some Tim Tebow-like... Christian, if it was a pastor, if it was some a Christo fuck that got thrown in jail in Russia for crimes against the Jesus or something.
If it was her parallel in the NBA, it would be different.
As long as he's white.
Yes.
But if it was a white player that was like a Tebow, that was a Christian player, they'd be screaming their brains out.
No. Louis Gohmert would be heading up a mission to go extract Tim Tebow from Russia.
You're just not getting him back because he's a Christian.
God.
It's the first time a WNBA trade has ever made headlines.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Jesus. How many people made that joke, man. You sad fuck?
But I'm pumped.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that one in any of your mics you went to after the trade?
No, I haven't. I'm doing two shows tonight, though.
At Rated R Comedy.
Yeah.
Because no one, like, and here's the thing, like.
That landed flat, by the way, and he was waiting for his big laugh, and he got crickets, you could tell.
He didn't get a laugh?
Yeah. That was his big joke.
Oh, dude.
Because no one, like...
that's his follow-up. Because no one, like, you know, like he's feeling like he's got to suddenly explain the joke.
Please clap.
The first WNBA trade that got headlines. Oh, nobody's laughing.
I think everybody's done that joke, man.
WNBA trade has ever made headlines.
Cricket.
Because no one, like... and here's the thing, like...
Because no one, like... you know, and here's the thing, it's...
God, I love listening to people eat shit. I love it so much. That's great.
And here's the thing, like... I guess another problem I have is I don't think it's even a woman. But I don't know what's going on there.
No, fuck you.
Another thing. I don't know what...
Go.
You fucking loser.
Hey, preacher Paul Hansen.
Guys, I forgot that guy was a preacher for a second. I mean, why are these preachers that we play? I don't see how they're very Christian. Why aren't you happy that they got Brittany Griner home?
Because she's a black lesbian and Biden did it.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
it's
right?
Like, it's like they're trying to make some calculation, her value to that arms dealer.
Right.
They're so dumb.
Right. They don't think she's worthy of the arms dealer, I guess.
Well, I mean, how do they think the fucking negotiations went down? They said, we'll do this, and that's it, right?
Well, and even the family of that other dude that's over there, whose name I've forgotten, sadly, who's under the spy charges, the one that Trump said they didn't even try to get him home. It's a lie. Yeah. The family even said that Russia took it off the table.
They took him
off the table.
And his brother also said that Trump, and by the way, Trump never said shit about Paul Whelan while he was fucking president. He didn't say shit until this Brittany Griner stuff. So they're being disingenuous. Shocker.
This is, God, there's a story happening, north of the border, our Canadian friends, that two, I guess there was like a cover up. It was uncovered that two Christian schools had planned these visits, these field trip visits to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Okay.
And the museum, they had requests of the museum to close or hide the LGBTQ section, and the fucking museum catered to them.
What? That's insane. You gotta be shitting me. It's a museum.
For a period of time lasting from 2015 to 2017, you could take your students to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, where the price of admission for a class trip included the right to request certain groups' rights be left off the official tour.
Holy shit.
Tour guides who worked for the museum during the time period said religious schools commonly asked that the LGBTQ rights section be excluded from the tour that their students receive. And the management instructed the guides to comply.
So the guides, what if some kid is like, well, what's behind that curtain? Fuck off, kid. You can't see back Satan. There. Oh, yes. It's Satan. It's Satan. Jesus.
Students of all ages, they said, including high school, were shielded from LGBTQ inclusive content in a human rights museum.
I would say...
Is this irony?
Well, I'm saying you're highlighting the very thing they should go look at. Man, some people can't behave. It's in a museum about human rights.
Former program developer Gabriela Aguero said she tried to speak up against the practice, only to see her concerns dismissed. When I complained about it, she said, the management said, well, that's what we request, and we have to honor the request from schools because they pay us for those tours.
There you go. They're paying, and they don't lose the money. They don't lose their cash from those tours.
More painful still was the experience of tour guides who were themselves members of the LGBTQ community.
Holy fucking shit.
Who were told by their employer, because of some religious cunt bags that showed up, that they had to hide the history of their own rights.
Why is this the case? Because these teachers or administrators don't want to deal with questions from the kids about the content? They don't want to talk about gay people?
Well, yeah, they don't think gay people should have human rights.
That's the whole reason we have a human rights museum is because people were denied their rights. Right? I mean, that's sort of why we have that.
They were commanded by their employer, an organization whose mandate involves preserving and presenting human rights history.
Well, their mandate is bullshit, then, isn't it?
They were commanded, these LGBTQ tour guides were commanded to basically erase their own rights from the narrative.
Yes. Right.
Finally, the practice came to an end in 2017.
Holy fuck.
After an incident in which one of the museum's LGBTQ employees was asked to use their body to physically block marriage equality content from visitors' view. Could you stand in front of that, please?
What if you're a gay kid in high school, you go to this museum, the LGBTQ section's blocked off. Don't you have questions like, hey, listen, where's the LGBTQ exhibit? I mean, if we're talking about people fighting for their rights, where is that?
The new museum spokesperson, Maureen Fitzhenry, says they no longer accept requests for specially tailored content from schools or other visiting groups.
Nice. Very good. Holy shit. Which rights do you want to enjoy at the museum and which don't you? We're going to avoid the LGBTQ rights and what other rights?
I guess they had some issues with racist stuff too.
Like they didn't want to, we don't want to go to anything at the Human Rights Museum that makes any white people feel bad.
Former employees of the Canadian Museum for Human Rights said they faced racism and mistreatment.
God, guys. I mean, what is that? That's not irony. What is that? That's insane. That's crazy.
Now they're trying to climb back to legitimacy. The previous CEO said he won't seek reappointment.
It's literally absurd. This story is crazy. It's the Human Rights Museum, for fuck's sake. Geez, so does each section of the museum? Is there like a curtain? So I was like, oh, this group's coming in. Curtain off section 1 and 2. Leave open 3, 5, and 7. They're okay with those. Curtain off everything except 4.
Well, I guess these fucking schools have been trying to keep secret who they were.
Yeah, no. Fuck that. No.
When the CBC, that's a Canadian broadcast, right? Reporting on the censorship, they issued a public records request to find out which Christian schools had requested the Don't Show Us Gay Stuff tour.
Yes. And who from the school?
The schools in question went to court to prevent the museum from releasing the information.
Oh my God, you fucking ninnies.
Well, they lost. Let's call them Sterling North Stonewall in Stonewall, Manitoba.
Hoosiers.
And Sterling West Pembina, which is in St. Vincent, Minnesota, were among schools making these awful requests. The two schools, which now operate under the One School Global banner, filed an application to prevent the museum from releasing the names of the school in information about how it had censored its exhibits.
Oh, shit. Too bad. I don't want them going up there seeing the gay stuff.
A spokesman now for One School Global said it regrets any offense caused to any individual or group. Quote, this incident is one which the school regrets and has learned from. Our teachers and students all uphold our core values, which include compassion, kindness, and respect for all people.
Okay, sounds like we need a core values audit, don't we?
But they tried to hide their identity.
Yeah.
From the public.
So it was about getting caught.
Exactly.
You don't give a shit. What happens when somebody's at a field trip and they're like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. Just go behind that curtain and cut through that one exhibit, but don't look at anything.
The Plymouth Brethren Christian Church, which operates One School Global, is as anti-LGBTQ as any other conservative Christian group.
Of course.
In 2005, the church fought against gay marriage in Canada through an anonymous mail and advertising campaign.
You know what, though? It's because these fucking simpletons, this is how they would imagine the LGBTQ exhibit. Butt-fucking. Animatronic butt-fucking. That's what they would think. Right?
Right.
That's what they imagine, because they're fucking stupid. Basic brain fuck nuts.
The schools argued that the release of their names as the entities that asked the museum to censor LGBT content would likely cause them financial harm in the form of reduced grants and lower enrollment. But some people might not send their kids here.
Right, because you're crazy. Why are you sending people to the Human Rights Museum and covering part of it up?
It's Only Sky again. They gave away the game right there. If you tell people what we actually believe, fewer people will want us to indoctrinate their children.
Jeez.
So they'd rather lie to the public than allow the truth to ruin their earned shitty reputation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and again, I hope everybody at this school, once they go to this place again, they go to the LGBTQ part.
Oh, CBC noted that these schools weren't just anti-LGBTQ bigots. Some of them also requested the museum shield sections on women's rights and abortion.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole Handmaid's Tale extravaganza. We don't want nobody in Minnesota going to the abortion part where they're killing babies. What's in the baby killing exhibit?
The good point is that schools now will have to pay the legal bills for both the museum and the CBC for these lawsuits to try to keep their name out of the papers.
They're a private school?
Yeah. Christian.
What? It's One School Network?
Very creepy. One School Global.
That's creepy as fuck, right?
Well,
isn't that creepy? One School Global.
So not only did they do that shit, but they're in the news now because they fought to keep their names out of the paper.
If you're that fucked up, why are you bothering to go to this exhibit or this museum? What do they care about it?
Yeah, what are you doing taking your kids to a human rights museum?
I mean, is somebody skimming off this? Like, whatever the cost is there a kickback? What is the angle of going to the Human Rights Museum if you don't like the human rights?
Last night, a Tennessee theater hosted a performance featuring drag performers, A Drag Queen Christmas.
Yes.
The eighth year in a row that the show has gone on.
Right.
This year, performers and organizers were faced with outrage from some groups across eastern Tennessee.
Yes.
Around 500 people attended a demonstration against the show. Imagine that that's the cause you're going out in the cold for.
It's crazy.
To stand outside and protest a fucking drag show going on.
And they're doing a Christmas Carol drag show?
Drag Queen Christmas. Oh, okay. I don't know if it's...
Drag Queen Christmas. Yeah, it's sad. It's stupid. You don't have hobbies. Here's an idea. Why don't you go to the show and enjoy it?
The demonstration was at Crutch Park in downtown Knoxville as of December 20th. The tickets were sold out for the show. Doors opened at 7, but the anti-drag demonstration officially started at 6:30.
Jeez.
One asswipe, Angela Grant, said, "I heard this drag queen show was going on. I'm not on any social media, but I said, well, I've been asking the Lord to send me to the next place he wants to send me, so we came. We live in by Johnson City.
That's redneck. We live in by Johnson City.
Oh, I don't.
You've never heard that?
No.
We live in by Johnson City.
We live in by Johnson City, an hour and a half out here.
Hey.
They drove an hour and a half to go protest.
Bullshit! By the way, you are on social media. You're on Facebook or something. Oh, How else did you find out about this, asshole?
She said she came to pray across the street from the theater.
We ain't going by. Learn your prepositions and how to use them. We ain't by Johnson City.
And it's not even a kid's show. Yeah. And that's the thing. She says... she believes drag shows of all ages are inappropriate.
I don't give a fuck, even adults
should not be allowed to go see a drag show.
The list of shit that you believe in that I give nary a fuck about is probably long. Fuck off. Go pray then. Go pray to your own little dumb asshole, you fuck.
It's everything evil. There's nothing good about it. God made man. He made woman. He did not make men or women to be the opposite of that. I just think it's pure evil.
What about this? What if God made people and they said, go out and entertain these dumb masses and give people what they fucking want and go out and enjoy the drag show, you idiot?
Around 5 people were also seen at the anti-drag demonstrations wearing the symbols of the Proud Boys.
Oh, fuck.
In this case, the Knoxville Police Department said there were no arrests made. All demonstrations went forward without incidents or violence. In response, groups of demonstrators gathered across the street at the theater for the Stop the Hate rally. They chanted and held up signs supporting LGBTQ pride.
My God, it's crazy. The whole drag thing started with the drag queen storytelling hour, right?
Well, that's what they're upset about because it's targeting kids specifically, they say.
Man. The groom.
But now they're just against drag in general now. That's what this ninny was saying. Because this Christmas show is, I don't think it's necessarily a kid's show.
I mean, lots of people dress up in clothes that aren't necessary. I mean, aren't we evolving past the thing where you could say, like, this is something women wear and this is what men wear? I mean, people wear kilts and skirts and this is stupid. We are dumb fucks. God. Grow up!
One guy said, I wanted to come out and support free speech and my friends in the trans and drag community of Knoxville. These are the counter-protesters. Yeah. There were also a handful of demonstrators dressed in body armor with helmets and dark clothing on the side of the road, on the pro-drag side.
Yeah, of course.
One person's body armor was labeled Antifa. Which is a joke. It's got to be because there's no.
Well, I mean, you know, these people, I don't know. Proud Boys. What fucking cowards. Did you pour cereal on each other? Isn't that their thing?
Officers from the Knoxville police were in the area to monitor the demonstrations.
Oh, thank you. Well, you did say the Proud Boys were there.
The Knoxville mayor, India Kincannon, attended the event, sharing a photo of a packed theater on social media.
Damn. See?
She said, so glad to be at a drag queen Christmas with so many merry Knoxville folks. Yes. It's going to be a festive night.
A fun night. Let's go see a drag show. Sounds like fun. The Proud Boys show up.
And a bunch of assholes across the street praying. We're just praying for them.
We come in down by Johnson City. You got this lady had to come out and do all these prepositions that don't make any sense to find her way. She ain't on no social media. God just done told her to come on down by Johnson City. Show up. That's amazing.
A judge stripped Alex Jones of bankruptcy protections for his $1.5 billion and growing Sandy Hook debt.
Oh, shit, Alex. You're fucked.
InfoWars host Alex Jones and his company he's been stripped of his bankruptcy protections for that. So he's,
I mean, what happened?
I don't know.
He didn't have that much money.
Well, right. He even laughs about it. Okay, keep going. Let's do another billion. And you see, there was an exchange in the all the evidence that they released for the January 6th committee.
Yes.
About it was a text exchange between Allie Alexander and Alex Jones.
Oh, shit. I didn't see this.
It says, on December 20th, there was an outgoing message from Allie Alexander to Alex Jones.
Yes.
That said, quote, POTUS is deciding in the next 24 to 48 hours if he wants to go, all caps, all the way.
Jeez. I mean, there's not a lot there to, I mean, that's kind of.
This is from Alex Jones's deposition. It says the indication of outgoing means it's a message from Mr. Alexander to you, and incoming refers to a message coming from you to Mr. Alexander. On December 20th, there's an outgoing message from Alexander to you that says POTUS is deciding the next 28 to 48 hours if he wants to go, in all caps, all the way, close quote. Did you understand what Mr. Alexander meant by that message? Just a point of technology.
What?
I don't know.
You meant that in a tech term, like
it's a point of technology. I don't know what he's talking about.
Bizarre.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of little nuggets in that.
Is that how you 50,000
page January 6th report?
That's how you explain anything. Well, it's a point of technology, isn't it?
Well, it's just a point of technology.
What am I going to do?
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Right. This is a technology point. I'm powerless here. I don't know.
Angriest about it is that we had a foreign leader come to our Congress wearing a sweatshirt, which that pissed me off to begin with. But then when he got here, you know, he basically was begging us and making these demands, saying, oh, hey, I need you guys to give me more money. We need more money for artillery. We need this. We need this. We need this. I'm tired of funding other people's wars. I just really, really am. But we need to be all about America first. We need to take care of our citizens, take care of our veterans, take care of the homeless problems, take care of the crime in our country.
Meanwhile, I'll be out of a job and I'll be going back to the Eagle's Nest in Germany to masturbate again. No,
absolutely.
Again.
Yeah. Where have we all heard this bullshit before?
This is Maddie Cawthorn.
Oh, my God.
Little Nazi fuck.
I thought he was kind of irrelevant.
He is. This is him tweeting or putting out a...
Oh, you put out a movie.
An irrelevant movie, yeah. Because he's still a member of Congress for the next
seven days.
Homeless problems take care of the crime in our country. The thing that made me the most mad is... you know, when he passed the flag off, he brought a Ukrainian flag to give to our government. And, you know, I'm okay with that. You know, it had some pretty things signed on it from some Ukrainian soldiers, and I thought that was a beautiful thing to do. But the thing that pissed me off is when we have a foreign leader on the House floor of the U.S. Congress making demands of what he wants our nation to do for him and not offering anything in return. And then he turns...
Not offering anything in return!
That's the fucking...
They're trying
God.
To keep from being turned into glass
military
by Russia.
Aid! It's called aid! Aid, you fuck!
Right.
Aid! Meaning, hell, isn't that like Christianity? Isn't that the core fucking belief of your dumb Jesus shit, you piece of fuck? That's the main tenet, right?
Right.
Giving! Selflessly giving! Like Jesus did, you idiot! God!
Do for him, and not offering anything in return. And then he turns around and hands this flag off to Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. Those two little treacherous humans grab the flag and then open it up and fly it on the House floor. A Ukrainian flag on the U.S. House floor.
Oh, what about the Confederate flag that was being paraded on the House floor? January 6th, 2020.
Yeah. So look at that tourist over there taking a shit on the House floor. What about that, you fuck?
Trump flags, Confederate flags, don't tread on me flags, all being dragged through the halls of Congress.
The people that voted for Madison Cawthorn that got him in office in the first place, I hope you're listening to this podcast. And I hope you know what you did and you won't do it again.
Well, but remember, the only reason he's persona non grata is because he outed the Republicans for their Coke and fuck parties.
Don't do that. Guys, Madison's going to shut down the Coke and fuck parties. We got to get rid of him.
Those treacherous little humans. Jesus. Kamala Harris and Pelosi.
Good, man, this guy should fuck off.
Treacherous little humans.
I mean, I don't understand these Republicans. Like, it's aid. You're helping.
Helping Russia?
No, we're helping Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. But they're pro-Putin. They're the God. Putin party now.
They're the impossible party. The douche party. The idiot party.
Oh, this is concerning. I'll have to check and see if there's a follow-up.
Yes.
Two nights ago, Pastor Greg Locke tweeted, tonight, my family was publicly threatened with death by a witchcraft practicing psycho. Extra security's at my home and a police report has been filed. Speaking truth makes enemies. I won't be silent.
What are they? How do the cops combat witchcraft? I mean, what do they do? Shoot at it? Mace it?
I don't know.
Tase it?
Now I gotta look. My family was publicly threatened with death by a witchcraft practicing psycho.
Damn, Greg Locke, that guy knows how to put out content, man. He knows how to get headlines.
Hey guys, Pastor Greg Locke here. I'm outside the Tennessee Theater here in Knoxville.
He was outside the Tennessee Theater.
Oh my God, protesting the drag
show.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I just got through speaking. I was one of the first speakers for the protest. And you can see on this side of the road. And a lot of them have already gone inside.
This is so sad. This is like downtown Knoxville. And there's just hundreds of people on each side of the street because of these motherfucking asshole Christians.
Yeah. I mean, I just did a drag show. It's fun. It's fun. You know what, Greg? People like to have fun. You're in it for the money, though. This is all bullshit. He doesn't care about drag or any of this shit. He cares about getting those donations.
Yeah, here he is. This is what it sounded like on the other side. Standing,
so they're calling
standing
him a Nazi.
With,
that's good.
So I'm just trying to see what.
These pro-life fucks have been out downtown in Pensacola.
Oh, here? Really?
A good bit, yeah.
Is the clinic still closed? Wasn't it closed for a long time?
I think it's open.
We do have a clinic here.
Yeah. There was just a GoFundMe to raise money for a privacy fence so people could drive in and park. It's not as bad when they're getting yelled at because, you know.
Oh, yeah, one of the loving Christians outside, you mean?
Yeah, it's weird. These Christians are sure assholes.
Oh, he's got a... Well, this was a year ago. Today was our first service in the new, much bigger tent. I never imagined we would have outgrown what we had. Today, people lined up down the road in every direction to get in. I'm blown away by the power of God.
Of course you are. That's fucking awesome. What a loon.
So I don't see any follow-up.
Yes.
To the tweet about the police. The next tweet after that was, your pronouns are not my problem. Grow up. Okay. Then the next tweet, all caps, demons still flee at the name of Jesus. Fire, fire, fire emoji.
That's his tweet.
Yeah. Then he tweeted, come stand with me and Pastor Ken this Thursday. We'll be outside the Tennessee Theater in Knoxville for prayer, worshiping, and preaching in protest to the disgusting all-ages drag queen event.
So now do these theaters have to gauge whether or not it's like, okay, so we're going to have this drag event. I mean, what kind of security do we need? I mean, you know, really?
Right.
I mean, how secure is the building?
We need Antifa showing up in fucking body armor.
I mean, you got to have people at doors. These fucking guys, these people are loons, man.
A Chick-fil-A in North Carolina, Ryan.
Yes.
Has been fined.
Ooh.
$6,450.
Really?
For paying workers with meals instead of money.
Oh.
And violating child labor laws.
Oh, very Christian. This is all very Christian.
An investigation found that the Chick-fil-A in Hendersonville, North Carolina, three employees under 18 had been assigned hazardous tasks.
Yeah.
Such as operating, loading, and unloading the trash compactor. You're not supposed to let
kids do
shit like that.
But you can pay them with waffle fries.
Additionally, several employees at the location were given tasks like directing drive-through traffic and were given meal vouchers in exchange, which is a violation of minimum wage standards set by the Fair Labor Standards Act.
So, like, how can I get, you worked all day, I'm going to give you 7 waffle fries and 2 sandwiches and then 1 large lemonade.
In August, a Tampa, Florida Chick-fil-A was fined over $12,000 after it was found that 17 workers between ages 14 and 15, why are they hiring all these 14 and 15-year-olds, were working past 7 p.m. and more than 3 hours on school days, which is illegal.
Wow, we have rules against that?
Yeah, that's... well, don't forget, some of these Republicans want to get rid of child labor laws. That's impressive.
I
mean,
I can't believe, does Florida have those laws?
I think it's national.
Oh, so that's something we have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They make us do that.
Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. So they'd love to get rid
of
those.
That shit. Why can't we pay kids with chicken? I'm gonna just throw chicken breasts at you.
Nothing builds character like a 10-year-old working on a mine.
Here's a waffle fry, sonny. Good shift. Come on, That is shameful. God, think of the profit margin on the fucking waffle fries. It's potatoes. It's frozen shit.
Vouchers. Here's some vouchers for
you. It's not cooking. You are getting paid in frozen food. And that's crazy. Fuck Chick-fil-A. Fuck them.
Good Christians. Good Christians.
Jeez, man.
Putting kids to work.
They sell Chick-fil-A sauce at the grocery store, I've noticed. What is that? Is it mayonnaise? What are they? Why is it chicken sauce?
I don't know. What's the special sauce on the Chick-fil-A?
If there's anybody, like, I know a lot of people like to talk about how it does taste good. I'm tired of hearing it. Stop it.
It's hate chicken.
I don't give
it. It's yummy, but it's hate chicken.
Fuck that. I don't care. We can't talk about it. Let's pretend it doesn't taste good. Let's just lie about it.
just pretend.
God, let's lie about it. They lie about everything. Let's lie about this one thing. Chick-fil-A fucking sucks. There you go. I like Popeyes, honestly, a lot better and cheaper, I think.
Oh, we don't have any time. You know what? I'm going to have to kick the football to Monday.
Yes.
For the Pornhub urine review.
God damn it.
It's just, we don't have the time. There's a lot to get to, and we only have like 2 minutes left or 1 minute left here. So I'm sorry those that tuned in specifically for for our Pornhub, our coverage of the Pornhub year in review.
I'm curious what Florida is.
And there have been some changes in the trends over the headlines. We'll get to that on Monday.
It's been a long year.
After Christmas, I've also got, let me see if I've got a quick story. Oh, this is kind of, this would never happen here, but this is another reason we should be jealous of New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Right.
Was caught in a little bit of controversy.
Yes.
When, during a debate in Parliament last week, and you know, they have Parliament like British Parliament. They scrap it out and laugh at each other and yell and all that stuff. She had been brutally questioned by David Seymour, leader of the Libertarian ACT party.
Okay.
And a live microphone picked up Ardern, calling him an arrogant prick.
Oh, I like her. Yes.
He demanded an apology.
Oh, fuck you, you fuck.
After the exchange went viral.
I'm sure you are.
But get this. She and he got together.
Yes.
And now they both signed a copy of the official parliamentary record transcript with her calling him an arrogant prick in it.
Yes.
And they auctioned it off for charity.
Oh, that's great.
The two of them got together.
That's nice. That would never happen here. You're right.
And raised 100,000 New Zealand dollars.
Damn.
For the Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Right, right.
But that would never happen here.
Why? The two sides would never come together?
Right.
Well, yeah. We're
I think the Democrats might say, hey, let's do something good with this. But the Republicans would be like, get away from me. I'm going to go on OAN and scream about how evil you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, they would raise money off this. They would use it
by themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
For campaign. It wouldn't just be for themselves.
Wouldn't be for cancer research or anything like that.
You know, so there you go. There's adult countries out there.
Yeah, that's nice. Give it up for New Zealand, everybody.
Arrogant prick.
That's pretty funny. That's funny, man.
That's great.
I love it.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yay.
Holy crap. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody.
Hail Satan.
Yeah, hail Satan. Hail Jesus. Hail whatever you like to
Santa
hail.
Hail Santa Claus.
Try to stay sane.
That's right.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go buy shit. We get a little commission. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or Rated R Comedy Facebook, or Rated R Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great, amazing weekends to everyone. Back on Monday.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.